Lord, we thank you for giving us a vision that we're not in this just for ourselves. This is, the gospel is something to be proclaimed. It's to be lived out with great joy in our lives, and it is to be proclaimed to the world. Jesus, there is nobody, no one, in, as we learned last week, there is no one in any other religious system like you. You are the Son of God alone. You alone died and rose from the dead. And we worship you, and we revere you, and we walk with you in this thing called discipleship. And so I pray that we would do this. Bless Nathan as he comes this morning to bring the message, and we pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
I'm on. Oh, no. Okay. Hello. Good morning. Garrett, I might use this in a minute. Okay, just saying. Okay, so good morning. It's really good to be here today. And so, it's the day after Labor of Love. And back in February, actually, I'm going to back up a little bit. So, there's people that call me friend or amigo. And then after a time, they go, hermano, or brother. And that almost brings me to tears sometimes when that happens, because you're not everyone's brother or sister, right? And so that's how I feel right now. Hermano, hermana, brothers and sisters. That's us, right? Every week we come here together as brothers and sisters. And, you know, maybe we don't get along all that great all the time. And maybe we do. I don't know, you know. But we're brothers and sisters. So, good morning, brothers and sisters. Thank you. And so, this morning, so there's an acronym I live by, AIM. AIM. And it's because I have had the privilege to meet quite a few pro athletes, not any reason for that, just I've been around. And from a collective of pro athletes, I've learned that AIM, right? Anticipation, improvisation, measured intensity. So you don't know what's going to happen. You have to be anticipating and on the ready, because maybe this pitcher was going to pitch and then now this pitcher's pitching. Or maybe it's windy, whatever. You have to anticipate. And they're good at that. They're great at that. And then improvisation. Oh, wow, my bat broke. I got to use a different bat. Or I use somebody else's bat. Improv, like that, you have to be good at that. Really good at that. And then measured intensity. Sometimes you're running full speed, and sometimes you're standing by or sitting. You're never going 100% all the time. And so I've learned that, and so I practice that every day, that AIM. I teach people that, people that hang around me. They have to know that. So today, I don't know what I was thinking. I said to Mike, hey, I'll tag team off your last discipleship message. And then I realized after I got into that, I'm like, yeah, it's Labor of Love Day. The day before, and we all always want to hear about Labor of Love, and we've worked on it since last February, and it's a lot of bandwidth and planning and prep. So I'm using my AIM today, AIM, what I just told you. I'm going to go into Labor of Love and be appreciative and celebratory, and then if I have time, I'll get into what I've already prepared, a whole message, that I just have it, and I live by that too. So I'm going to go into Labor of Love. So last, this year in February, there was a decision made to do Labor of Love. It's the 10th year of Labor of Love. Yeah. 10th one. And so last year we only did a smaller Magnolia only. The decision was made, let's open it up and do what we've done in the past. The community's welcome, other people are welcome. Let's do stuff together, you know, 20-ish projects. So we put up leader, I Want to Be a Leader first, last February, and then we collected projects as the year went by until a month out, and then we had some leaders and stuff like that. So I want you to know that we had around 40 leaders. My main goal in life is finding leaders and empowering leaders, because you need leaders, and then obviously you need followers too, and you need encouragers and supporters and stuff like that. But you can't do something significant and complex without other leaders that go, I'm on board. So we had 40 leaders yesterday. If I could, if I had the budget, if I had the time, I'd hand out 40 leadership awards. And now, Pastor Mike, boom, leadership. Because you can't do what we did yesterday without a big giant team. And I had enough conversations yesterday on the spot and before and after now today that people that walked on yesterday that had no idea, that hadn't been here before, they've been here once or twice or whatever, there's a lot of people like that. I'm going to say 75 or 80 people aren't here, aren't from here. Man, you guys are so organized. You got everything dialed in, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like that, right? And so, yeah, kind of, because we have great leadership. So I want to recognize, and I know this is scary, you're not going to come up and everything, but I want to talk about the event a little bit, planned for months, and I counted stuff. And it's not hard to count, because I know the leaders and stuff. So I wrote this labor of love data, and I'm just going to tell you what it is, and then I'm going to talk about some of the projects. And I want to say thank you for the prayers that went up. Hundreds of people praying. So that was significant. Someone told me yesterday, and I'm just going to be transparent too a little bit. You know, I can't be too transparent, too private, but I'm going to be transparent. So I had a lot of conversations yesterday if you wanted to talk to me and stuff like that. But there's two gals that signed up online. They haven't been to this event. And they came at 7, eager to help. And so I just had them wipe off all the tables. Like, when the tables get set up, you guys go around, wipe off the tables. And then after that, this project needs help setting up. Blah, blah. I just kept giving them stuff. So they stuck around. They were going to only stay set up. It was only staying a couple hours. And so they stayed. And they had a great time. At the end of it, they're like talking to me at lunch. Well, I mean, I was running around, but they said, hey. And so I'm standing there, and someone was said about prayer. Like, I think this event should be prayed for. I didn't laugh, but I wanted to laugh. I just listened, and then they said something like, did you pray for the event? And I said, well, this morning I got up early, and I did pray for the event this morning, and I did pray for yesterday, but sometimes in leadership you don't have time. You're just flat out logistically challenged, and you can't pray as much. So I did pray some, but you know what? I looked him in the eyes. I'm going to say 100 people are praying today for this, at least. And they went, huh? And I go, what you see here is the result of prayer and spiritual energy. And then we had a really good conversation about that. So I know yesterday, from just the feedback I had yesterday and today, there was dozens and dozens of those types of conversations all over the place. Okay, people that chit-chatted with somebody new. I got handed a slip of paper this morning from somebody. Hey, I talked to this lady yesterday, and she wants to come back, and this and that. And I said, why don't you take this? Kidding. I'm going to estimate 140 people participating. There's other people that came after. I kind of had a number, but 140 people, 21 projects, 10 partnering organizations. Thank you. 10 partnering organizations. So that's like Community Action Partnership of Orange County. They provide the food. I could just go on and I don't have time, but 10 partnering organizations. 5 sponsors. That would be Eastside Christian Church, Anaheim Municipal Employees Association, Anaheim Public Utilities, Anaheim Lighthouse, Priority One Sound, Magnolia Baptist, Sam Welly Foundation. Those were the financial sponsors, because yesterday cost over $10,000. Yeah, look at the stuff we did. It's not, it doesn't just come here. It costs. So any event, you have a budget, you have leadership, and you have logistics and supplies. 5 churches that partnered: Magnolia, Iglesia Magnolia, Sandals Church, Ambassador Church, and who am I missing?
Grace.
Grace. Oh, heavy lifted Grace yesterday. Okay, so then we did a bunch of stuff. We assembled 400 food bags. 400. We assembled 400 small hygiene bags and 200 large hygiene bags. We assembled 1,000 neighborhood care bags that we're going to hand out some today, but we hand these out in 15 neighborhoods. There's 15-ish people that take 10 or a number of these, and then they hand them out in their neighborhood as a way of developing relationships and loving people. We did 1,000 care bags for City of Anaheim employees. So every several years, we try to make these and hit every of the 2,700 employees in the city. You don't know that, but I know that. When there's an event, I want to make something like this to give to the employees, because they don't get thanked that much. They get negative stuff. So 1,000 of those, and then Friday, the community services department of the city that runs all the 58 parks, they're meeting at Brookhurst Community Center for a training, and so I already worked it out with them that we're going to take 300 of these to that training, and they're going to all get one on Friday. We assembled 400 care baskets, 400 of these, 200 for City Hall, to go around City Hall and bless City Hall, and 200 for partners, our partners, different people. I could just name off a lot. We assembled 300 senior care bags. That was at Cherokee Mobile Home Park, Grace Redeemer. Actually, seniors from the park were invited to come to the clubhouse, and the seniors from Cherokee Mobile Home Park with the leader assembled 300 of these. And then these will go to other seniors that we have engaged during the week. We made 372, just rough estimate, encouragement cards, some for pantry patrons, some for city people, just different. There was a card-making project that made 372 cards. We created 3,000, not counting these other things, care bags and stuff, we created 3,876 touch points. So that was 1,500 waters. So we get waters donated, but then we put this little label. It says Magnolia Baptist Church loves you and love Anaheim. And then it's different if someone hands you a water and like, hey, how's it going? I'd like to give you water. Or when they're coming to food pantry, can I give you this? That's different than if someone just picks up a water out of a cooler or a table or something like that. Different. So it's called a touch point. Hey, we love you. Here you go. So 1,500 of those. 872 hand sanitizers. We got 30,000 of these donated. And so we clip off the price tag that says $3 and put on this little thing that says, love Anaheim and your friends at Magnolia Baptist Church believe in you. We want you to know that you are cared for. A we love you card from Love Anaheim and NBC. And so we hand these out left and right. So we made 1,800 of those. 504 toilet paper touch points. So this is a roll of toilet paper. We get pallets of this, of broken packages donated. And I thought, what can we do with that? That would be cool. Because we did some pumpkins during the fall one year during COVID. We wrapped them in cloth, put a stick, and then it was a pumpkin with a little note on it. So I thought of that, and I go, that cloth's expensive. All these different challenges, and like, what if we just did tissue paper, put a note on it, you know? All right, so we did 504 of those. And then we did yard work for a senior couple. We did multiple homes at Cherokee Mobile Home Park. And we did a project yard work on site here. And then we had a check-in team, host team, breakfast and lunch team as well. So that's the spread of stuff. So I wanted to go through the leader list real quick. And So Neighborhood Care Bags was Valerie and Dave Pugsley, and I'm giving out some awards. This is the award. Okay. So, and this is my AIM thing right here, because I'm just coming up it from here. So the husband and wife on the same project award goes to Dave and Valerie Pugsley for the Neighborhood Care Bags. Complicated project, it has lots of moving parts to it. And then Care Bags for City Employees, Jack and Allison Ballygad. They also get the husband and wife on the same project award. Food Bags was Ken Feelig, and I think Bonnie Hale was kind of helping with that. And there's a couple of Better Way people on that one. We're going to do 200, but then we did 400. So we did the whole month of September. Small Hygiene Bags was Dustin Flaming and Barbara Gustafson. Yeah, oh, beautiful. Dustin came in on Friday. I think he took the day off of work. Thank you for that. And just got all the tedium, 20 things in here, organized for people. And then there's a group from Lowera High. A lot of groups ask us to come, and they want a back door, which makes it complicated. I want to just go sign up on the website. Oh, we have 10 people. We can't just sign up all their names on the website, create an account. So we backdoor people, and then we have to zero out or reduce the number on the website. So people go, oh, there's 10 spots. And then, oh, hey, there's 2 spots. What happened? Well, because we backdoored a group, and now they're on that project, right? And we made it less, right? So Red Cross Club from Lower High was on that one. And then Large Hygiene Bags was Bob Gustafson and one of our Better Way staff. So Bob Gustafson, 200 of these. These are going to go out Thursday at our pantry here. Thursday, and 200 of these and 200 of these. Woo, Thursday. I also will say that Better Way, our Better Way staff that you saw up here at one point, they did about 80% of the logistics and work the last month to get yesterday ready, and then they helped lead yesterday a lot of the staff. So Care Baskets for City Hall and for Community Partners, that was Sue Dorsey, Connie Martin, and Karen Thermalen. Woo! And Sue Dorsey gets the MVP award this year. It's a new award. She not only pulled off the logistics for 400 care baskets, she did a lot of other stuff that I kept asking her to do. 1,000 cards. Hey, Sue, can you make 1,000 can you make 1,000 of these right here? Can you make 1,000 of these? These guys need, I was like a pile of stuff. And so Sue, and other things besides that. So thank you, Sue. Let's give Sue. Cherokee Mobile Home Park, we went there a month ahead of time, passed out a gift to every one of the 200 mobile homes. It had a thing that said, do you need food, do you need help, do you need yard work? And then they turned those into their manager's office. Those were scanned and sent back to us. Then we contacted the people at some point prior to yesterday, and then Sam and Grace, with around 20 people, went there and just knocked out the yard work. Some of it is beyond our scope, but a lot of it we can do. And then Dave Mitchell and Tad Sawyer both helped with getting the tool trailer over there and some other stuff that there was impossible for me to do. So thank you, Cherokee Mobile Home team. And then the Rookie of the Year award this year goes to Nicole Faircloth. And I'm going to say Ariana maybe a little bit, because you helped, right? Did you help? Yeah. So Nathan has crazy ideas that I vision out and go, boom, this will work. And then the problem is, when I talk to people, they're like, huh? And then ask a lot of questions and then like, no, that's not going to work. And then more questions, and then Nathan gets frustrated and go, I'll just do it. Well, I can't just do it. So Nicole took the idea. She made the little strings, the tags, and then led the group. And it's a weird sounding project, Toilet Paper Touchpoint. What is that? So we made, and then I loved when I texted her to say, hey, did you get everything done nicely? Did you get things done, and how'd it go? 504 rolls of toilet paper, she told me. I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. And so I don't have time for this, but I wanted to be in youth pastor mode and just pass these out. Because, and I won't do it, but woohoo! Because that's a gift. Doug, good job, Doug. Doug saw that coming. He went like that, yeah. All right, so this is actually a gift that we're going to do. It's going to become a staple project now. I already made that decision. I just need to find out how it could work. Because when we get 2 pallets a week of that donated, and I want to just go, let's create something that we can give somebody at a pantry or anywhere that has a little note that says we care about you and stuff like that. And it is a toilet paper, but it's also a gift. It's like, for me? Really? And it's wrapped. It's got a tag. So it means we care about you, right? So anyway, we have, if that interests you, talk to me later. Then we had campus cleanup. So that was Pastor Mike. We had a couple ideas, and then Iglesia Magnolia. Yeah. And Pastor Mike gets a last-minute project award because literally like 2 days before the project, he's like, I'm on board, and I'm like, great. We have a leaderless project, and then we have IM coming. And so that all worked out beautifully. There was maybe 10 or 12 Iglesia Magnolia folks that were planning to come. We just didn't put all – I didn't put it all together. And so they did a great job at the property out there. And then we – besides that, we had a great relational time. And I'm going to say we because I was there a little bit, but you did. And so what happened relationally was golden. And I want to say that about a lot of the stuff. Relational things were all over the place yesterday, and I just have a fraction of the stories. And if God can just allow us to carry the ball on that a little bit, it's going to be powerful. So then we had card making for pantry families and committee members. That was Loopy. Loopy led that. And thank you. That was a project that was there, but I kind of forgot about it personally. You can make mistakes, right? And I just kept saying, I'm going to contact Loopy, because she signed up when we said we didn't have all the leaders. And so we did it. And it was a vibrant group. It was 10 people at least in there writing in Spanish and English and excited. They had a great time. Fire Engine 4 stopped by, and they did a little bit of a tour and took some pictures, and they went in that room. They're like, what is this? And it was a lot of people just excited about making cards, and they're like, wow. So that was, thank you for that. Did we give you a hand? Let's give Loopy another hand. And then we had Jean Gatch and Crystal, a gal that just signed up online that were the host team that just did different things and greeting people and stuff. And then Violetta and Bob, Violetta Miembin and Bob Atkinson were the breakfast and lunch team. It's really cool as a leader to just go, can your group show up? And then there's going to be a lot of details and logistics and stuff. And then Bob just goes, we got it. And I'm like, awesome. I piled everything in the kitchen. I had staff buy plates and all this stuff and on the metal tables. And I go, Bob, it's all in there. I send him a picture. And he's like, we got it. And then Sandals helped us with the food purchase, connected us to the taco place. And so that was really cool. It worked. So thank you, Bob and Violetta. And then Corey Wild was fire hydrant painting. So we are actually partnered with Anaheim Public Utilities, the city of Anaheim's 10,000 fire hydrants. all over the place, and they need to be painted, they get tagged, whatnot. So our Better Way group also paints fire hydrants, and so we have this really good partnership. So Corey went out with a team of eight or seven or something like that, and they painted it on where the city asked us to paint was Brookhurst and Orange, Brookhurst and Ball, and so please paint there. So they painted 17 hydrants yesterday. And then Phil Teague was the touch point guru yesterday. So a lot of these, cutting off his group, cut the tag off, labeled the waters. They actually did some rice and beans later in the day. They knocked it out of the park. So good job, Phil. And then Jose Avila did a yard work project with some other volunteers. And I'm just going to say a senior couple's house. I'm going to leave it at that. And that was a cool project. I got pictures yesterday. I get a lot of chatter. I can't even deal with it till later in the day, but I got a lot of chatter. It was fun. Just going like, wow, that's awesome. And then we had one long shot project that a group called Home for Refugees in LA called me or emailed me and said, we are a group that, we're a Christian group that receives refugees, and we put host teams together at different churches in California, and we'd like to do a seminar at your Love Anaheim event. We've done it at Love Orange, and they named off stuff, and I went, well, I'll put you on the list. We'll vet the project, put it online, and if people come, great. It's you and me working out. So anyway, nobody came to that, but we met the gal, and I talked to her, met her, and it was a good relational connection. Pastor Mike met her. So, and there you have it, Labor of Love 2024. Okay. So I think I'm out of time. I didn't do that on purpose either, because I have really good stuff to say, but I'm going to do maybe 5 or 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. So Mike talked about discipling, and so I should probably turn on the clicker. And he talked about discipleship, and remember this slide maybe, and about there's three kinds of people, Christians, or we see it this way from our perspective. You're a Christian, you're a disciple, you're a disciple making disciple. So that's just to think about. I might ask permission to do this message again later, but I can't do justice to it now. But I want to end with what I'm going to end with in my AIM model. So just that's the focus question. Are you seeing yourself as a Christian, as a disciple? And if you're a disciple, like the Bible says you are, a lot of times, like one thing that struck me when Mike spoke, the Bible says disciple in the New Testament 200 and something times. How many? A lot. 200 and something. And then it says Christian 2 times. So the emphasis on disciple. So if you're a disciple, you have a discipler. And so if I asked you, I'm not gonna, who's your discipler? Who's disciple? Who you're a disciple of? You should go blah. And then who are you discipling? You should go name off people. Okay, now I don't want to make that punitive, like, oh no, I'm a failure. No, I'm just saying, if you're a disciple, you have a discipler, and if you're a disciple person, you're discipling, you have a couple disciples. That's it. So you're not just a Christian. So simple faith. In the Bible, we saw people that were probably called stupid or silly, like David. That's not going to work, going against that guy with a sling and a stone. Really? Like, hey, Moses, the Pharaoh's army's chasing us mountain, Red Sea. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to hold up my stick, and I'm going to say Red Sea part. And there was probably people that went, that's really stupid. So in the Bible, faith could be said silly or stupid. I mean, but it was simple. Like, hey, I'm Peter. Jesus, can I come out there? Yeah, come on. Other disciple. That's not really too smart, Peter. So there's a simple kind of silly faith we see in the Bible. And the Bible people aren't all that. They just went, I'm going to do this. I'm actually going to do this. And then God, if God said it, guess what? You're in good shape. You're in great shape. Well, God told me? Okay, great. Do it then. Go for it. So there's simple, I didn't really want to use the other word I've been using, faith, because I have a 3-year-old around, and I don't like to use the word stupid now because a mom doesn't like it. So in our lives, right, I'll do this message again sometime. There's discipling. Like, I'm go and make disciples. It's a command, and it's emphatic. Never not be making a disciple. So what mode are we in? Are we in this mode? What are you doing? Nothing. Are you discipling somebody? Not really. Or are you going and making disciples? Because the verse that Mike read and that I would click through real quick, it says, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth, all of it. Therefore, go, and as you're going, and as you're baptizing, and as you're teaching everything that I said, as you're doing those three things, make disciples. The emphatic thing is make disciples. And so, game on, always. Disciple-making mode, always. So when I hear people go, yeah, you know, I'm in a disciple class, I'm going through a book, and I'm discipled then. And I go, what about Monday through Friday? Well, not really. Oh, okay. I guess there's a not discipling mode. You get what I'm saying, right? You're always just in discipling mode. Either you're being discipled or you're discipling somebody else. Yesterday, there is so much of this going on. So much of it. I loved it. Sorry. Okay. Last thing. So yesterday, it didn't work the other way. Yesterday we had discipling opportunities. Like you were next to somebody, you were coming or going, you were at lunch in the line. There's discipling opportunities, and then there's discipling relationships. Intentional, you're gonna hang out all the time once in a while. But discipling opportunities turn into discipling relationships. That's up to you and the other person. So if we're really intentional and obedient, we are gonna go, I have these. And we're gonna go, opportunities always around me, all the time. I'm always in disciple-on mode, and I'm always looking for these opportunities. So discipling, not discipling, discipling relationships, and discipling opportunities. They're all around us. All right, are you on board? Okay. Skipping the verse. I already got that. I love this. Whether you're eating or drinking, whatever you're doing, always do it to the glory of God. Like, you're never off of that. And it's not punitive again. It's just, it's a goal. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord. So your game on, always. Your game is ever not on. Okay, so I gave you this in the bulletin. When I was youth pastoring, so I have this book outside that I actually want to call to action on this. This is for you. You're in the middle. Nathan. That's me, you. That's your name. And then, who's discipling you? Name. Or two names, or three names. I could put two or three in there. And then who am I discipling? Names. Okay? So when we do this, it really forces us to go, am I a disciple? And am I discipling somebody? Not, again, you're not in trouble. It's just, how do we grow the church? How do we spread the church? It's this way. I didn't come up with it. So when I was youth pastoring here for lots of years, I had called a red card, and I had people write their name, and I have them, I'd love you to stop by my table, think about it, because I'm just saying this is not required, you're not in trouble if you don't do it, you don't get a prize if you do it. Jesus told us to do this. I have this big book out there, and I just love to see Mike McNeff, middle. And then, who's discipling him? Who's he discipling? Because if all of a sudden someone comes running up to me, hey, Mike's in trouble, oh no, I want to be able to go, oh yeah, call them. I mean, I'll help, I'll come running. But the best people to engage when you need something is your discipler. And for your disciple, the best person to help is you. Every time. So I'd just like to know that. Like, and if you go, oh, I don't know. I'd love to have coffee with you. Because it's a matter of asking. Like, do you talk to your neighbor a lot? My wife, she just left on the back. We have our grandbaby here today. Guess who's one of my disciplers? Joanna. She doesn't do it like this, but like, hey. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, I blew that, you know, whatever. I mean, and then, you know, she's got her Bible open a lot. And she's helping. She's discipling me for 37 years. Okay, I got to be done. So this is for you. Who's discipling you, and who are you discipling? This would change Anaheim, for sure, if we really took this serious. And I don't know, I feel funny saying that, because all authority is given to me in heaven and earth, not me. Quote, all authority is given to me in heaven and earth. Go, and as you're going, make disciples. That's the command. So let's do it. Like yesterday, we exposed ourselves to 140 people, and we established discipling opportunities. And so let's carry those forward. That's the idea of labor of love, is relationships. That's its idea of neighborhood care bags. It's relationships. It's all relationships. And Jesus, God put the mechanism in place of relational impact to build his kingdom. It's not something else. It's not this, actually. It's me and somebody. Now, we're celebrating today, right? All right, let's celebrate. Woohoo! All right. I'm done.
How else can we better spend our life, Jesus? How else can we better spend it? You give us life, and you give us a reason for doing the things that we do that are far above any reason that could be originated or imagined on this earth. And we thank you for that. I pray that we will spend our lives for you and with you, because you loved the world. And through us, you will love the world. And I pray that we'll be your willing servants as we go about doing that. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, wonderful day.